الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كان الرجل يورث كلالة أو امرأة وله أخ أو أخت فلكل واحد منهم السدس. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that if the husband or the wife passes away, then what the shares will be of the husband and the wife and the children, how they will inherit. Further now, Allah Ta'ala explains that if there is a person who is called in Shariat Kalala, that is in his ascendance, he hasn't got anyone. No, his mother, father are not living, grandfather, grandmothers also are not living. Neither has he got children, neither has he got grandchildren. So if there is a person like that, a man or a woman, وَإِنْ كَانَ رَجُلُنِي يُورَثُ كَلَالَةً وَإِمْرَاتٌ, اور اگر وہ مرد کے جس کے میراث سے باپ بیٹا کچھ نہیں رکھتا یا عورت ہو, then what will be the shares, وَلَهُ أَخٌ أَوْ أُخْتٌ, اور اس میت کے ایک بھائی یا بہن ہو, but he's got a brother or a sister, and in there also are more details whether it is his real brother, sister or step brothers or sister, and then also step brother or sister from the mother's side or from the father's side. This is a very complex science of inheritance and cannot be just explained and understood by any and everyone. There are great details and it is a complete subject of its own and needs total dedication to understand. And absolutely necessary that the inheritance be distributed as Allah Ta'ala has stipulated. And for that, the muftis are indispensable. No matter who it is, when it is a matter of inheritance, we should refer to a mufti, and not even any and all muftis. Those who might have graduated, but they are not practicing as muftis, they will also not be able to answer. But those who are continuously on a daily basis engaged with these matters, all the matters will be in front of them. We should consult with them to see that the inheritance is distributed correctly. فَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمُ السُّدُسُ. If they are the brothers or sisters, then each one of them will get 1/6 of the inheritance. فَإِنْ كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And if they are more than that, more than one brother, one sister, فَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فِي الثُّلُثِ, then they will share in 1/3 of the estate. And all this will be like in all other cases also, مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّتِ يُوصَى بِهَا أَوْدَيْنِ. After the wasiyat has been fulfilled of the person, the inheritor, whatever bequest he has made or any debts that he has on him have been settled. As we had explained, when the person passes away, the first expenses that come out from the inheritance is for the burial. That must be first taken out from his estate. The second will be, if there are any debts that he has got on him, he's owing people money, that must be paid out. The third, if he has made any bequest up to 1/3 of his estate, that must be fulfilled. And after that, the inheritors start getting the shares according to what Allah Ta'ala has stipulated. وَصِيَّةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Yeh hukam hai Allah ka. These are the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And these must be maintained, what shares Allah has set out. It is not for us to decide that of the inheritors, I have got 4 or 5 sons, 4 or 5 daughters, that this one will get so much, that one will get so much, my wife, I'll give her so much. We have got no right in that. Allah has fixed that already, what shares everyone must get, and for us is to abide. Allah has made that, it is a wasiyat from Allah. There are two words that are used in this context. One is wasiyat and one is nasiyat. Nasihat, a person gives advice to somebody in his lifetime. Wasiyat, he says, after I die, this must be done. And normally in society, that is paid more attention to, that is wasiyat. That a person was so particular, and he said, after I die, you must do this. People pay more attention. So Allah has used the word wasiyat. Na'udhu billah, Allah is not going to die, but for us to realize the importance of this matter. That all these matters, don't use your own discretion. Don't do it as you want to. Don't do it what is going in the society. Do it properly as what Allah Ta'ala has commanded you to do. Wallahu alimun hakeem. Or Allah is sab kuch jaanne wala, tahammul karne wala. And Allah Ta'ala knows everything. That is, Allah knows who must get how much. What is the fair share of this one and of that one. And Allah Ta'ala is most tolerant also, that how much laws of Allah's are disobeyed, how many laws of Allah are broken, yet Allah still keeps on not only running the affairs of the world, but keeps on giving us our rosy, our oxygen, our clothes, our homes. Allah still tolerates us and gives us everything. This does not mean that we should take advantage of Allah. It means we should come to our senses and think, when Allah is so kind, so tolerant with us, that we should not disobey Him. We should fulfill His commandments. Tilka hududullah. Ye hadi bhanti hui hai, Allah ki hai. And all these limits are set by Allah Ta'ala. And it is for us to maintain those limits. Like, for example, you live within the parameters of your home, you are safe. You are from the cold, from in a security way, etc. Everything, if you live within your limits, you are safe and you are protected. If you are driving on the road and you stick to your lane, then you are also safe and you are protected. So remain within your limits, stay in your lane. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And remaining in that lane, remaining in your limits, is the obedience of Allah. Or جو کوئی حکم پر چلے اللہ کے اور رسول کے, those who will maintain their limits and stay within the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and the commandments of His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, he has particular reference to inheritance. Those who will stay what Allah has fixed for everyone and do all the inheritance, the distribution of the estate according to what Allah has set out, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. For those people, يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمِ. اس کو داخل کرے گا جنتوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہیں نہریں, ہمیشہ رہیں گے ان میں, اور یہی ہے بڑی مراد ملنے. And those people, Allah will make them to enter into those gardens, that is jannat, beneath which rivers will be flowing. And they will remain in there forever. And that is what is the great success. So this is great exhortation, encouragement, that see that you distribute the inheritance correctly according to the laws of Allah. On that, Allah promises you the eternal great bliss of Jannah and all the namats of Jannah, and that you will be forever there. And that is the real success. So that is what a person should make his target in life, and he should strive to achieve that. On the other hand, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. اور جو کوئی نافرمانی کرے اللہ کی اور اس کے رسول کی, those who disobey Allah and His Rasul, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ, اور نکل جاوے اس کے حدوں سے, and who transgress the limits of Allah Ta'ala. They don't remain within their limits. They make their own laws. They share inheritance as they feel like. They don't give the woman folk, for example. They don't give the children. Whatever it might be, who do break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, there is a severe warning for such people. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. دَعْلِكَ اُسْكُ آگ مِنْ هَمِّشَ رَهِگَ اُسْ مِنْ. They will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, and they will remain in there forever and ever. So the matter of inheritance and distribution of the estate is not a small matter. It's not a nafal matter. It's not an optional matter. It is a very serious matter that it should be done correctly. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. اور اس کے لیے ہے ذلت کا عذاب. And besides, in that punishment, which will be a physical torture. There will be great humiliation and disgrace also for that person. So inheritance must be distributed properly, and if we do down anyone, we don't obey the laws of Allah, we use our own brains, our own discretion, and we do it, there is severe punishments for that. And if we do it correctly, there are great rewards for that in the akhirat as well. In this world, there will be great barakat in that money, and it will be used for good purposes, and goodness will only come from it. And if we break the laws of Allah, that money in this world might seem more that we have acquired by making zulam, by robbing other people, and we have acquired more. It might appear like that, but it will be to our detriment and our destruction. And that will show out in the akhirat when the punishment of Allah will descend on a person. Allah protect us all, and in our whole deen, our deen is not only namaz, roza, zakat, and hajj. It's not only our social interaction with our wives and family people, neighbors, etc. It is not only our financial matters, but a very important matter is about the distribution of the inheritance also. And this should be done as soon as possible after the person has passed away. We should try and sort it out as soon as possible, give everyone their share, and let everyone carry on with their lives. It isn't that unfortunately, and with the effect of the government law, some estates go 20, 30, 50 years, they are not sorted out. So whatever the law side is, that can be done according to that. But according to Sharia, it's not difficult to sort out the estate by the first weekend after the person has passed away. And according to Sharia, the shares can be given to everyone. We should be conscious of our deen. We live our deen without our lives, without deen in our lives. We just do according to the norms of the world, the dictates of the government that we observe. But the laws of Allah, we throw them one side. That is the most important thing we should bring in our lives and observe the laws of Allah. It is only Allah who created us, only Allah who sustains us, and only Allah that we are going to return to. So it's just right that we do everything as Allah wants us to do. May Allah give us all the time. Subhanallah.